Hello, this is Hideo, and this is the 18th installment of Mandanego 18. Actually, I don't really know what I'm going to speak about today. There's one thing I have in mind, which is going to a seminar. There's TOEIC seminar scheduled on the 2nd of December in Osaka. I think I've wrote something about that in the previous post. Robert Hilke is coming to Osaka to have a one-day seminar in, so it starts at 10:30. No, not 10:30, I'm sorry. It starts at 10 and finishes at 6 in the evening. Of course, we have a one-hour break in between. And of course, here and there are short breaks. But basically, he's conducting the seminar in English because he's an American. And that will be a very good opportunity to have you, what do we say, be in a situation where you have to be concentrating on everything provided in English, right? So, of course, you will be working on some TOEIC questions in English and listening to the explanations or instructions in English. So it'll be a very good good learning opportunity. And another thing coming here, I don't know where exactly it is. Homo and Hiromaida are having an overnight seminar, or gashuku, training camp. I think they said something like 15 hours of lessons in 2 days. Wow. 15 hours. Of course, you have to have time for your meals and some time to relax. And of course, you have to take bath and everything. And so that's really intense. So probably, other than meals and some kind of a small breaks, short breaks, in some, I don't know. time for a bath and stuff like that. Your schedule will be pretty much occupied with these TOEIC lessons. And I don't know how much it costs. And I don't know where it is. It's the 1st and 2nd of December, starting at sometime in the afternoon, probably. Could be around noon on Saturday, and finishes Sunday night. So it's a very long 2 days. And that'll be a very good opportunity to concentrate on your English learning or TOEIC studies. That's something very beneficial in learning in English. There are a lot of people who has been learning or has been studying English for a very long time, like 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and still in the beginning or intermediate level. There's something wrong with the approach, probably. If you are taking slow but steady approach, it's not very likely that you achieve not some chief good command of English. It is too slow. You know, for example, 10 minutes for every day, yeah, that's not bad. But 10 minutes itself is too short. So you have to have sometimes very intense sessions, like 15 hours in 2 days, or 7 hours in 1 day, or stuff like that. Or like what we had at ESS when I was a university student. Entire week, or at least 5 days, spent using only English. That kind of experience is kind of crucial in improving your English. So you have to have some things for once in a while that you are really concentrated on learning and using English. それ以外でも、まあ、ある程度そういう自分たちでできるような取り組みというのもしてもいいかもしれませんね。とりあえず脳内言語を英語にすると基本的にね、いやなことは、まあ、ぜひぜひやってみてもいいかもしれません、うん、ずっとそれ日本語ちゃってて英語で考えてたら誰かに声かけられた時に英語で答えてしまうかもしれんけどまあまあよろしいやろ。 OK That's about it probably Yeah, that's already 10 minutes 10 minutes and a half、That's too long 終わりましょう。 Alright, thank you very much for listening. Bye bye.